Right, let's turn our focus to the weekend's football action. Leeds United will be looking to bounce back from that Derby Day defeat to Huddersfield on Sunday. The opposition for Leeds are Cardiff City. Let's find out some more about them. We're joined by Ian Mitchell, more from Wales Online. Ian, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, sir. How are you?
Good stuff, yeah, very well, thanks. All set for a big game of the weekend.
Yeah, it looks as though it's going to be, because, of course, Cardiff City these days managed by Neil Warnock, who, to be fair, has managed virtually everybody in the Football League, but he returns to Elland Road on Saturday.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You know, it'll be another one of his former clubs he goes up against. And, like I say, he was a familiar face, especially up in those parts, being a Yorkshireman himself, you know, having managed Huddersfield and stuff as well, who... He also played at the weekend, so yeah, it'd be another chance for him to play against one of his former clubs again.
Now, what's his time at Cardiff been like? I mean, if I look at the form table over the last six games, there are three victories there, three defeats as well. That sees Cardiff 10th in that live form table. But then when you look at the Championship in real time, Cardiff 17th, 36 points. And I'm sorry to remind you of this, but 8 points above the relegation zone.
Yeah, well, like you say, it's been a little bit up and down of late. The home form was very impressive of late up until that defeat to Norwich. They had won three home games on the bounce, but away form, not too bad, but not quite as good as the home form. But in fairness, when he took over, the club were 23rd in the league and they'd only picked up, I think it was 8 points out of a possible 33 under Paul Trollope. So the job he's done, quite frankly, has been tremendous, and he's been, you know, really well welcomed down here. You know, when he first arrived in Cardiff, he said that the people of Cardiff were his kind of people, and you know, he really, the fans really warmed him straight away, and results on the pitch have been, you know, fantastic given what he's had to work with. He was limited in the January transfer window as well, and he knows he's going to have to wait until the summer to do anything decent with this squad in terms of strengthening. So in all things considered, I think in his time with the club that they would be just outside the top six places. So all in all, it's been a huge success, but it's all about building for next season now with Cardiff and Neil Warnock.
Just to keep on kind of what he's done with you guys, obviously we know Neil Warnock was at Rotherham and did that incredible job where he managed to turn the Millers to a side who, it was a great escape, if you will. In the sort of grand scheme, do you think he's done something similar at Cardiff? It's just received a lot less attention.
I probably would agree with you there, Andy. I mean, like you said, Cardiff were 23rd when Trollope left. They'd only won twice, and it was, you know, the football wasn't the best. You know, he was... Paul Trollope was involved in the Wales setup in the Euros, and everyone thought that that was going to filter on through, and for whatever reason, it didn't quite happen. So he came in as something of a saviour of Neil Warnock, as he did at Rotherham last season as well. And, you know, he did have to work with a limited budget in January. He accepts that he's got to just deal with the players that he's got, and ultimately he's dragged them well clear of the relegation zone in, you know, only a short space of time. So, all in all, I think the fans are very, very impressed with what they've seen of Warnock so far.
Now, what about Leeds United? How are things with them being seen in South Wales? I mean, if you look recently, they're on TV all the time, Leeds United, so it feels there's been that FA Cup game that Leeds fans will wish I would stop talking about. There has been then the game against Blackburn, which Leeds did all right in, but then on Sunday they lose to local rivals Huddersfield. There was then all that stuff with the managers afterwards. I mean, how's that been seen with you?
Yeah, well, obviously, there's been a lot of discussions of that down here with the links to Gary Monk being a former Swansea man. But like you say, it's the type of passion you expect in such a big derby in Yorkshire. And, you know, two clubs who've got everything to fight for this season. It's been great to see the progress of Leeds. That they've long been regarded as a sleeping giant, and they finally seem to have found a man with Gary Monk who's getting the best out of a pretty talented squad. You know, the likes of Chris Wood on that as well. And you know, we're looking at one of the players who's been the mainstay of Cardiff here, Sol Bamba. He didn't seem to get a look in up there, and he's come down here and done a great job. But it's proved a great move for Leeds, because they just seem to have found exactly what they need in the Gary Monk. But with regards to the little spat with Wagner, it was all a bit over the top, I believe. But you can understand the passion of particularly Wagner. You know, running up and down the touchline with such a big win over rivals, and given the context of what that win meant, you know, climbing above Leeds in the table and strengthening their chances of promotion. So, yeah, I mean, a few people may have looked at Gary Monk and thought what he did was a little bit silly, but all in all, it'll probably come to nothing too serious, and we'll find out about the charges on Friday.
Now, what about the starting 11 or the players who at least are going to make a big impact, you would have thought, for Cardiff? Because when I look at the Cardiff City squad and I look at the players that Neil Warnock has available to him, I mean, there are some really solid, good quality players at Cardiff City. I mean, I know that you've already mentioned some of the options available to him, but when you look and you see Sean Morrison, I mean, he had a loan spell at Huddersfield and was absolutely brilliant. You look at the likes of Anthony Pilkington in the squad, also former Huddersfield connection. I mean, that is a good squad. So how do you see kind of where they should be in the league? Are they about the right place? Because I would have said they probably should be higher based on that squad. And then who's the key players for them this weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you touched on some of the players that they have there, and Neil Warnock has mentioned it earlier in January that the spine of his squad now is very solid, with Bamba, Joe Rawls, and in the middle, and then, you know, Pilkington when he's fit up top. But there is a bit of a concern about Pilkington. He didn't play against Norwich, and he missed the win over Preston as well. And also Ricky Lambert, who suffered a back problem in the training a couple of weeks ago, he might miss out as well. So it does look like Ken Zahor is going to lead the line again, and, you know, deservedly so, because, you know, that wonder goal he scored against Preston in midweek on the transfer deadline day was just something special. I was fortunate to be there to watch it. But as far as injury concerns go, I mean, Lee Peltier, he could still miss out with an ankle problem. But other than that, you know, they're pretty much full strength, Cardiff, so you can expect a similar side to that start the game in the 1-0 defeat to Norwich at the weekend. Whittingham, imagine he'll stay in the midfield, but he's always a key man in terms of set pieces. But probably the key man is somebody like Sol Bamba at the back, who, you know, he's got his work cut out to keep Chris Wood and co quiet. So I'd probably fancy him to be the main man if he's on form. It could be a positive day for Cardiff anyway.
You mentioned about positive days. I mean, what's your score prediction? Would you fancy Cardiff to get a win in this one?
Oof, put me on the spot there. Well, I've got to be honest, I think Leeds are formidable at home. You know, Elland Road is one of the great stadiums in England, in world football. The traditional rectangle shape, you know, it's a fantastic venue. Leeds are just something special at home. If anything, I was going to fancy them to take the win, but, you know, Cardiff are solid away from home when they get their defence organised well. So I might just about say they can sneak a draw.
Well, Ian Mitchell Moore from Wales Online, been brilliant to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Andy. All the best.